1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and Barry is a Israeli patriot. He has spent a good deal of his life uncovering various malfeasance over there, various conspiracies, and among them the conspiracy on the part of high government officials to kill their premier, press premier at that time, a man named Yitzhak Rabin. So, and actually, by his efforts, almost half of the religious Jews in Israel today realized that Rabin was assassinated as part of a government cover-up, part of a government conspiracy. And, of course, Barry simply points out that the government of Israel today is not serving the purposes of Israel. They're dedicated to other goals and other purposes. A part of that is a reflection of the influence of the Council on Foreign Relations, America's invisible government, on Israel, which wants, of course, the Israelis to give up more and more and more of their land, knowing this is not going to bring peace. Their ultimate goal, I believe, and I think Barry fears this, is to precipitate a war which will exterminate most of the Jewish population. I believe in my heart of hearts that that God is going to intervene and prevent at least the most terrible things from happening, but under any circumstances, I think that Israel is in line for some very, very difficult times and perhaps massive loss of life. So with that as a background, Barry Shamish, good to have you with us again this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, what you said is, sounds right.
All right. Well, if it isn't right, you correct me. Don't be bashful, and I know you won't be.
No. It sounds right enough to me. Israel has lost faith in its army in a big way. It's performed very poorly. Well, the Lebanon war was a loss, but the rocket attacks have not been stopped. And the day when you could look to a soldier to protect your city and your family, pretty well have passed. The army looks incredibly impotent. But let's talk about the cabinet for one second. He is the infrastructure minister, Benjamin Ben-Eliyahu. Infrastructure really means sewage and roads. Those are the main duties of the infrastructure minister, making sure the sewage is transported and the potholes are filled. Nonetheless, Ben-Eliyahu was defense minister, and he's got an interesting history. That's for another day. He threatened Iran with a nuclear attack, and the alternative internet is reporting this. The mainstream are not reporting this, but what he said was will be turned into rubble. I said if Iran sends missiles to Israel, it will become uninhabitable. Now, which has to be atomic. I mean, what else are you talking about? Then you have to... oh, and by the way, Israel keeps its atomic secrets. This is a game they've been playing for a long time. The only person who kind of broke the secrecy was Menachem Begin when he warned the Arabs, you don't know the weapons we're holding on to, how powerful they are. And he was literally crucified for saying that. Ben Eliyahu was, well, he was hushed. But here's what happened. I went looking a bit. It began, I know who the leaker is about this next issue. It's Yuval Steinmetz. He's a Likud, minister of the Knesset. He was in a movie, he was in a meeting where they discussed the security situation. And in the article, he says Israel has not been in such a bad shape on the home front in at least 20 years. But then he says something off the record. And it had to have come from him because it was the same article. But it's a very scary thing what he said. He said in a recent cabinet or government commission meeting, wherever it was held, security officials were there, and they warned that Iran is likely to bomb Israel with missiles, but the missiles will have dirty warheads on them. In other words, radioactivity that stays in one spot. It's not like exploding a bomb and the whole environment. Hiroshima was radiated for 20 miles. That's not what a dirty warhead does. It lands, it's full of radioactive material. Some of it is just plain old medical material that wasn't thrown out properly. It's whatever radioactivity is absorbed in material is in the warhead, in short. And what the security officials warned the Israeli government, is that maybe not during the next war, maybe previous to the next war, but what they said is Iran is planning to bomb Israel on the home front, not on the front lines, on the home front, with dirty warheads. Now, what this means is, well, the soldiers are on the front, let's say in the Golan or Lebanon or Gaza, their cities are going to be hit with radioactivity. And when that happens, by the way, the army will crack. I mean, soldiers will run home to protect their homes and their family and their children rather than staying in Lebanon if there's a nuclear threat, not threat, an actual nuclear incident. And this is what Ben Eliyahu heard. And this is why he gave this terribly deadly threat to Iran. Now, we have to understand something. Iran can get around this. They don't have to send the missiles. They're perfectly capable of transferring them to Syria and Lebanon. And they can shoot the missiles at Tel Aviv or Herzliya or Rishon LeZion. Iran can cover its role, and then what's Israel's atomic threat going to do? Oh, I hear music.
You hear music? We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Looking at this coming war in the Middle East and the Near East, very short, it's going to happen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shavish. Barry, you pick up the story there.
Well, the point was Israel can't use its nuclear option in Gaza or southern Lebanon. It would be the equivalent of bombing itself. The distances, there are no distances. So the only option Israel has is to bomb Tehran, you know, in a good world, I'd say Cairo too, who were funneling the war. It's Tehran and Cairo who were giving Hamas and Hezbollah their weaponry to fight Israel. And really, that should be, you know, a real threat that if this doesn't stop, you're going to be in this war. But Israel's incapable of even under the table doing that, and the Arabs know it. Nonetheless, we had a nuclear threat by Ben Eliyahu against Tehran, and that means that Israel is facing, well, just what the security official said, dirty warheads. Now this was absolutely shown, well, how impotent the government is. Olmert, I guess 3 days ago, went to a school in Ashkelon, and it was an elementary school. Now, and he showed what to do when the sirens go off. Now, I was on an Israeli radio show, Tamar Yonah's show on Israel National Radio, and she was talking about the nationwide week-long exercise taking place in Israel, which includes air raid sirens. And I said to her, are they showing the kids a video of a little turtle telling them to duck and run? And all the kids do what the turtle does. As soon as they hear the alarm, they go underneath their desks and put their palms on their head and wait till the nasty nuclear strike ends, because that's what they did in America during the 50s. The turtles told the kids to hide under a desk. And she's a little young to have known the reference, but Olmert did that, which, by the way, many Israelis were absolutely terrified that their prime minister is nuts. Olmert is addressing kids, and he says, as soon as you hear the alarm, and then Olmert hid under a desk with his palms on his head. This was actually televised and seen in Israel. You're talking about a prime minister who's lost his marbles. But what's more worrisome is what happens in real life. If the government is so prepared, there's no masks, they're all taken away, there's no protection against chemical or biological weapons.
You're talking about taking away the gas masks from the people. That is so unconscionable.
Yes, and so what happens is when you hear the alarm, all of Israel has to hide under their desks. This is the defense the government is planning for all of Israel.
But, of course, you know, this idea of taking away the gas masks, so leaving the people vulnerable and saying, oh, shucks, we just don't have any money to refurbish the gas masks and get them back to you. I mean, why not give them back the bad masks? But you know, we're imperfect, at least, and have some protection. What they're doing, of course, is terrorizing the Israeli people because they're smart enough to realize the government took away my gas mask and won't give it back again, and now we're talking about the threat of chemical or biological warfare or even a dirty bomb, the radiation, and you'd inhale the contaminated material. Why would the government do that if it were really on the side of the Israeli people? I think that, to me, would be totally demoralizing for the Israelis.
Not to worry. You just jump under a desk and you'll be fine.
Right.
All right. Now, the connection between this insanity, and Israel has stopped functioning as a military force. It's not a militant country anymore, determined to save itself. But the Americans are training the other side. And I'm going to talk about Lieutenant General Keith Dayton, who, again, you have a madman running around the Middle East taking over the PLO. Now, there's an article. I should have paid better attention. In retrospect, it was quite an interview. It was with Arafat's Minister of Terrorism, Zoueby, I think his name was. Nonetheless, he's very upset. He's a very sad minister of terrorism because they aren't doing it like they did in the good old days when Arafat was alive. They would plan operations, and now they can't because the Americans have taken over, and the only voice that's to be listened to is that of Lieutenant General Dayton. Now, this is no voice anyone wants to listen to because he is training right now in Jordan. He's training his first battalion of Palestinian forces with the finest in American equipment and strategies in a place called Giflic. He's now training personally. He's not leaving it to less superior officers. He's actually giving the roles. That comes straight from the PLO. It's his first battalion. He intends to personally train 4 battalions of Palestinian soldiers by the end of the year. The Americans are training the PLO. They're equipping the PLO.
Well, we always have, Barry. I mean, you go back through history, and again the PLO was going to be destroyed, and again the Americans rescued it so we would have continued conflict, which doesn't make sense if the United States is really pro-Israel. It makes a lot of sense if we're playing both sides, and we're ultimately training terrorists to be used against Israel. Then it all makes sense.
Well, as long as we're here, Arafat had a plane crash in Libya. I believe it was the early 90s, late 80s. Nonetheless, Americans rescued him. People don't realize this, and that Libya allowed American planes to find the plane crash and to rescue Arafat. This is a forgotten moment in history, but in American hands, God knows what was done with him, but the Oslo Accord came shortly afterwards, where Israel invited the PLO back, incredibly invited them back after throwing them out. And Arafat took over as the president of the Palestinian Authority, again with the Council on Foreign Relations. Oslo was their plan. Go on the internet, just look up Yasser Arafat plane crash, and you'll see something fantastic. The plane crashed in Libya, and supposedly, and Arafat was rescued and operated on by American doctors. This is a true fact in the history that is never, ever brought up. But nonetheless, I'm bringing it up. Now, back to America's active role. By the way, that last Arafat story probably has a lot more significance than what I put on it. But back to today, Ambassador Richard Jones, your ambassador to Tel Aviv, of course, no office in Jerusalem, went to Jerusalem, and he was toured through an overcrowded Orthodox neighborhood and told that they need housing. There's lots of land, but housing is very tough to put up in Jerusalem, and they need homes. Richard Jones said something that really, in many countries, he would have been hanged from the nearest oak tree for saying this. He said the Jews will have to move. He said, you can't always move close to your family.
He's talking about Jerusalem, isn't he?
Jerusalem.
Right.
Now, first of all, where does he get the gall to come into another country's capital and tell their people they can't build anymore in Jerusalem and they'll just have to be separated? This is what he did to promote Bush's, the roadmap, the quartet. Bush likes to get other people behind his insane activities, like the UN. He had Colin Powell lie to the UN to go into Iraq. Well, the quartet is Russia, the UN, the EU, and America, of course, all closing ranks against Israel.
And the roadmap is the Oslo Accord, isn't it?
They're all the Oslo Accords, every one of them.
And that was the betrayal of Israel by the American government.
Yeah, it was. I've done this story, but one of these days we'll do it again. The fact of the matter was Oslo was a CFR Accord. You know what? I may as well mention this fact that the Pope is coming to America April 18th. He'll be in New York. And he has agreed to speak at a Jewish synagogue. Well, actually, there are no other kinds of synagogues. But Jewish synagogues. Nonetheless, this is a very scary event. I was on a Tamar's radio show in Israel, and someone phoned me up about the Rabbi Arthur Schneer, who is supposedly hosting the Pope. I assume it wasn't his idea. Nonetheless, as my caller mentioned, and turned out he's right, Arthur Schneer is the co-CEO of the Appeal of Conscience Foundation, something you've never heard of, but his co-leader of this foundation is Madeleine Albright of the CFR. That goes without saying. And is Jewish. That's something she never brings up. And ultimately, she's Sabbatean, which are Jews who hide behind other religions and promote secretly the messianic message of Shabtai Tzvi, which, again, this is a message I've been saying over and over again. The Israelis who founded the country and the Israelis who are now running it into the ground believe that their Messiah was Shabtai Tzvi, followed 80 years later by Jacob Frank, and Albright has to be one of them, just simply because her mother, her father, her cousins, her entire family is Jewish. And she forgot she was a Jew. Now, who believes that?
You got to be pretty gullible, you know, not to suspect you're Jewish when your mother, father, and all your relatives are Jewish. But she only recently found out she was Jewish. That is an amazing story.
Well, who believed it? And there's this problem that people believed it.
I know. Well, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. When you have a nice lady saying it often enough, people will believe.
Well, she's got me pegged, all right. This Protestant and this Jewish rabbi are going to host the Pope. By the way, that's another issue. Ratzinger, who served in Hitler Youth and then in the Wehrmacht. Yes, the Wehrmacht. He was a foot soldier. Is now the Pope of the Catholic people, going to a Jewish synagogue run by Rabbi Schneer, who's got a foundation which he co-chairs with Madeleine Albright. The whole thing stinks. Okay, it's an utter affront to Judaism. I don't care if he's wearing the Pope's pajamas. This is an atrocity for Judaism. And, well, it's coming up in New York. And by the way, this proves, as if we needed more proof, that CFR and the Vatican are working together. They're the main forces in the fight against Israel, is the CFR and the Vatican. That shouldn't be forgotten. It's certainly my message. You know, people have now been worn out, just like in the Holocaust. By the way, people always ask how the Jews could just allow themselves to be gathered up and taken to death camps. And what they did is they broke them down. You know, it's like asking why the Cambodians allowed themselves to be slaughtered. If you're broken down with violence and, well, psychology as well, you don't fight back.
I know,
you have to be very, very strong to fight back this psychological warfare.
Well, I think the same thing is happening against the American people as well today. We're being broken down and conditioned to accept what the terrible things that lie ahead for our country, just as the Jewish people are being broken down and prepared to accept the terrible things that are going to happen to Israel. I really believe that.
Well, the American Jews, just like the Holocaust, could care less. They've been taken out of the picture by their so-called leaders, who are all of the CFR. The Jewish nation has been divvied up, and what's coming in Israel could be the second Holocaust. And this is no exaggeration, by the way. They're under not merely missile threat, but nuclear missile threat. It's all coming to pass. Now, I'm going to mention brainwashing because two friends of mine, Dr. Ruthie Izakovich, who really was a friend, her husband wrote a book about 800 pages long. Whoops, I
hold on, me. Hold on there. We'll be right back, Mary. Right here, the American Freedom Center.
89116.
Well, I'm not quite sure what's going on. We seem to be a little off on our timing, but anyway, we're back here with Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books and how they can get in touch with you.
The books are easy. Go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You'll see a box that says search right in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. Get them all is my philosophy, but Bye Bye Gaz is the latest, and we're about to talk about that. So that's the books. The website, you can now just simply go to BarryChamish.com. Finally, we have that issue settled. I have a brand new DVD. It's called Taking Back Israel. It's very radical, and Israel might even get me arrested, but there isn't a lot of time left. I don't even think, even if there was a slight possibility that the Israeli people would take my advice, being surrounded by 80,000 missiles, I think the ball game is probably over right now. But there is a chance to get rid of the mafia running Israel and phone in. It's 1 hour 32 minutes long, and my phone number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And now we go back to my friend Dr. Ruthie Isakovich and her partner, another more of an accomplice is the wrong word, colleague of mine, Dr. Gadi Eshel. They just completed a very long study of soldiers who were used to remove Jews from their homes in Gush Katif or Gaza. And apparently they've exposed the whole, well, I would call it plot or scheme, but it, IDF, I suppose, would call it strategy. They exposed the brainwashing. They called it brainwashing of Jewish soldiers, which made them capable of doing something the Israeli army is not supposed to do. It's not supposed to remove Jews from their houses. It's supposed to protect Jews in their houses. But to get these soldiers to do the unspeakable, they were brainwashed.
Sure.
But this is not the end of the story. The part of the story that I found interesting was that this brainwashing of the soldiers before the Gush Katif pullouts made them mentally unprepared to fight the Lebanon war. Now, a lot of people have asked why the Israeli army was so truly pathetic, why they didn't wipe out this ragtag band of maybe 5,000 Hezbollah fighters, maybe. The number is probably a lot lower than that. Now, if you fight a war, and I have fought in Lebanon, you have to drop forces behind the lines and then do a frontal push. You've got to surround Hezbollah, and you can get rid of him in 2 days. The Israeli army was perfectly capable of winning that war using normal military tactics. But number one, the officers didn't do this. The officers of the IDF didn't surround Hezbollah. And number two, the soldiers who actually fought them were both ill-equipped and mentally unprepared to fight, and their officers didn't even look at the equipment. The most basic thing an officer does is do an inspection of his unit's warehouse to make sure that everything is functioning. You had soldiers going into that war it's crazy, but their guns jammed, they weren't tested, they didn't have water, they didn't have proper clothing. According to Drs. Eshel and Isakovich, the officers and the men of the IDF were completely brainwashed into being unmilitant. If you've ever heard of an army that's unmilitant, this is what was done to them to remove the Jews from Gaza. They wrecked the army. And it's an extremely important study. And again, where do you hear about it? You don't hear about it. Now, just to return briefly to Israel, my friend Tzachi just got back 4 days ago. He lives in Miami. I've known him for many years. And he said to me, he phoned me up when he got back, and he said, Israel is Berlin 1936. He said, there are lines around the block to get into restaurants, to get into clubs. You don't talk about 8 boys killed in yeshiva to terrorism, they don't care. Israel is surrounded by tens of thousands of rockets, and we don't even know what's in the heads of the rockets, says they don't care. You can't talk politics to them. They don't care. He said, I'm telling you, I've never seen a situation like that where people are just blowing their money on food and dancing, but no one is preparing for what's going to be a devastating war in Israel. He said, you just don't know how worn out the Israeli people are. They're not going to fight.
Well, it's a sad commentary, but I fear you're right. And I see that.
Well, no, Tsaki's right in that case.
Right.
My friend was right. I mean, look, again, you've got the Americans funding the other side. More proof came in when the Ford Foundation announced about 2 weeks ago that it would be giving the Shimon Peres Institute for Peace, the very institute that ultimately murdered Utah's Congressman Wayne Owens, but it's the headquarters of the mafia. And the Ford Foundation gave it $20 million to continue its activities. Remember, the Israeli government is an extremely crooked government. And the president of Israel is Shimon Peres, who gave the order to murder Rabin and Sharon. And this is what the people have leading them. Olmert, by the way, is an idiot. If he thinks that sitting under a desk is during a rocket attack is going to save kids, then he's just beyond corrupt. I mean, he's a moron.
Well, what really bothers me is a very real possibility there will be a biological and chemical weapons within those warheads that will be coming.
Well, that's certainly the feeling in the Israeli security establishment.
So you can put all your heads pushed down as tightly as you want to with your palms on the top of your head. That's not going to help you. You need protective clothing. You need gas masks. And they've taken them away from the Israeli children.
Yeah, well, in the case of nuclear, we won't talk about that. It's not a nice thing to even think about. But I'm just filling in this marvelous week. And, of course, I spoke in Israel finally on the Merkaz HaRav massacre. And the one point, Tamar was very reluctant she didn't say no, but she didn't say yes about the government's involvement in the massacre. At Merkaz HaRav is the headquarters for religious Zionism, the headquarters. That's where their leadership learns. And the next day, the Minister of Education, Yuli Tamar, showed up at this place. Oops, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish talking about the massacre that occurred. And, of course, here's this anti-religious Jew minister showing up there. We'll tell you what happened.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest, Barry Shamish, the last session this morning. And, of course, you remember the recent massacre in Israel where 8 students were gunned down. Many of them were wounded as well. This was the center, really, of the fundamental religious Jewish movement. This is where they teach the traditional Jewish concepts. And of course, I believe that's why it was targeted by the Arabs. But what was even more frightening was the police didn't come. The police did not come to protect the students there. And this crazed Arab with, you know, 600 rounds of ammunition and an automatic rifle is just having the greatest time. And why wasn't there a guard there? Why had they taken the guards out so that there was no one to protect the students? Because, and had it not been for the fact that there was an off-duty a member of the military that had a weapon who was able to kill the terrorist, the Arab terrorist, why he would have slaughtered a lot more, and the police and the army didn't come. That is the major story that nobody's talking about, but you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, it's what happened after the massacre.
Right.
Yuli Tamir has taken the Torah out of the mainstream schools. She despises Merkaz HaRav and all it stands for. And yet she showed up the next day, and she was warned not to. She was warned you'll just cause us even more trouble. And that's what happened. She was nearly lynched. And she goes on TV, and this is when I knew it was a government. The massacre had the shadow government signatures all over it when she said this is just like the days before the Rabin assassination. Now, we know what that means, but she didn't mean it that way. She thought the public would understand that the right, the religious, are violent and they're going to kill the prime minister. And by the way, it might have been a warning for Olmert as well that we'll set up another one, no matter how imperfect Rabin was. We're still capable of it, but she goes on TV and that's what she says. The day after the massacre, it's now the days before Rabin's assassination, and that night the Shabak, the Secret Service, spreads the word throughout Israel that the right are planning retaliatory actions, which of course wasn't true. And in the yeshiva itself, they found a Shabak stinker, and they identified him and got rid of him, I assume. That was also in the paper. This is the real Israel, that it's not just people not working together. There are forces concentrated in large part in the Shabak, dedicated to ruining the lifestyle of religious Jews. And well, that massacre certainly was a bad day for them, and that's what happened. I should add something also about Syria, who's going to enter this war. Now, about 8 years ago, I discovered, I was working with the Jewish National Fund. They own the land, the public land in Israel. I wrote about water, dams and reservoirs, for, well, World Water Magazine and others. So I got information from within the JNF that Baron Rothschild, which whatever his first name is from France, so it's probably Edward. They all have the same names. They don't change their names. Bought 20,000 acres, partly on the Golan Heights, partly close to Damascus, but Israel has ownership of lots and lots of Syrian land, and a perfectly good exchange could be made with the Syrians. There was never a need for war, and I published this, and it turned out to be true, of course, and it actually made the papers, and a few people paid attention, not enough. But I had a meeting with the spokesman of the JNF in Jerusalem, and I asked him about these 20,000 acres owned by Israel in Syria. He gets up and he closes the door and he says, I can't talk to you about it. Okay, I've received instructions. I can't tell you anything about it. And don't ask again. I can't do it. Which, well, the fact that even this fact is being hidden from the Israeli people. And that this is a, you know, it's to Israel's advantage to talk about this, that there really is, they really do have the cards for a genuine negotiation, and instead they're not telling the Israeli people about this, and you're going to see a war very shortly with Syria involved, and there was no need for it. There never was a need for it. And of interest, we will return once again to the rockets. Hamas has launched 7,000 Qassams in the last couple of years, and there have been 18 Israeli dead. And they're now telling their people that it's not possible, after 7,000 rocket attacks, that you only have a couple of dozen dead. Well, what they said is that Israel is reporting the dead from their rockets as traffic accidents. And that's the real truth, that we're having an impact, and they're hiding it. Now, the fact is they're having an impact, because you don't want to be caught in an attack by these Qassams, and a lot of people run to shelter. There is a warning system, and that saved most of the lives. But just remember, the next war won't see Qassams from Hezbollah or Syria, or for that matter, the PLO or Saudi Arabia. You're going to see Scuds, Grads, and Katyushas, and they are big guided missiles that go where they're told to go, top of the line Russian equipment. Some of them have television. Whoops, I
we're out of time, Barry. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Gotcha. Bye,
all. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And Hag Sameach.
Back here, and of course, time I need to remind our listeners who are in a position to help that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. We do have almost 60 outlets every single week. A lot of them are simply half hour programs on the weekend, although we have a number of stations that we buy time on during the course of the week on our evening and afternoon programs. So, if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. War. And then, of course, if you're concerned about what's happening financially, why we do have my excellent talk on the financial tsunami along with the syllabus. We carry two pamphlets. One is called Financial Meltdown, which explains that what is happening financially today was carefully planned by Alan Greenspan and the men who control him. Another pamphlet on the history of money. And finally, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which you need to read to begin to prepare yourself for the collapse of the American financial system. We're heading into a period of chaos and crisis in America, and I fear there is going to be a war when certainly terrorism is going to be launched on the American people. If there were to be a chemical, biological, or attack on the United States, nuclear attack, where would you go? What would you do? Well, what you need to know is how to prepare your home. So we have a DVD called Sheltering in Place, and you should start thinking now so that if the unthinkable should occur, that you would know what to do. Sheltering in Place, excellent DVD. We have a four-tape set on civilian defense. We have a book called Making the Best of Basics. What do you do when you go to the store and there's no food? How do you prepare wheat? How do you prepare other things? How do you look after your family? Making the Best of Basics is a great book, getting back to the fundamentals that were known 100 years ago. We have a book, Surviving, Nuclear Skills on Surviving a Nuclear Attack. That's not the exact title, but you can ask for it. The Nuclear Attack Survival Skills, originally put out by the government 50 years ago when they wanted to save American lives, are no longer put out by the government, but published privately by my good friend Art Robinson. Nuclear War Survival Skills is the title. Even tells you how to build a radiation detector, which you can do yourself. All this information available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you'd like our emergency food catalog, if you'd like our health food catalog, if you'd like our regular catalog, we'll send them to you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack, but largely from within today, by people who have a different worldview. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Masons, the Lucius Trust, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, and a myriad of other secret and semi-secret and covert organizations, all dedicated to the destruction of the United States and the bringing about the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. If you haven't seen Constance Cumby's excellent DVD on the emergence, that's the coming of the New World Eater, or Chris Pinto, and he's the producer who put out The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. But we have a DVD where he talks about the Atlantis connection, for America is the new Atlantis, to lead the world into the new...